Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Stocks to Watch, Wall Street Breakfast's Weekend Edition, our news team's weekend preview of upcoming IPOs, earnings reports, conference presentations, Investor Day's FDA decisions, Barron's mentions, and other key events that could impact stocks to set you up for the week ahead in the markets. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. Today is October 27th, and I'm your host, Rena Scherbel. We begin with a breakdown of the week ahead from Seeking Alpha's news team. Investors will be watching the Federal Reserve again next week with the latest policy announcement due out at 2 p.m. Eastern on October 30th, to be followed by a press conference from Fed Chair Jerome Powell. The market is currently pricing in about a 94% chance of a rate cut at the meeting, taking some of the drama out of the two-day affair, although economists at Goldman Sachs are watching for language tweaking by the central bank. Is the Fed done with a mid-cycle adjustment, or does the recent soft U.S. economic data come into play? On the economic calendar next week, international trade numbers are due out on October 28th, and the monthly jobs report will be released by the Commerce Department on November 1st. Earnings reports will flood in all week, while some late news on Friday that could impact trading next week includes Microsoft topping Amazon for the Pentagon Jedi Cloud contract and General Motors finalizing its UAW deal. In earnings news, Alphabet, Spotify, Beyond Meat, AT&T, NXP Semiconductors, and Walgreens Boots Alliance report on October 28th. Shopify, AMD, Electronic Arts, General Motors, Mattel, FireEye, and ConocoPhillips report on the 29th. Apple, Facebook, Lyft, Sony, Yum Brands, Starbucks, General Electric, and Twilio on the 30th. Pinterest, Altria, Wayfair, Kraft Heinz, and Mercado Libre report on the 1st. Alibaba, AbbVie, ExxonMobil, Chevron, and U.S. Steel report on November 2nd. Look for Seeking Alpha's earnings calendar for our complete list of earnings reporters. Highlighting Beyond Meat a little bit more, the company has a big week ahead with earnings, as we mentioned, due out on October 28th and the IPO share lockup expiring on the 29th. While shares of Beyond Meat have fallen quickly from the plus 200 neighborhood, analysts are warning that some insiders may still want to cash out, with the stock still trading four times the IPO pricing level. The recent selling pressure on Beyond Meat is also likely related to some alternative protein developments, including word that Impossible Foods is considering expanding into Europe and a pizza collaboration between Kellogg and Pizza Hut. In M&A news, the $2.1 billion merger between Prosperity Bankshares and Legacy Texas Financial Group is scheduled for October 28th. The walk date for the Sprint T-Mobile deal arrives on November 1st. Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg travels to Washington next week to testify before a Senate Commerce Committee hearing and House Transportation Committee about the plane maker's design and certification of a jet involved in the Lion Air and Ethiopian Airlines crashes. Lawmakers are expected to come down hard on the Boeing exec and the company. In streaming news, Apple's Apple TV Plus streaming service debuts on November 1st in over 100 countries and regions. Apple TV Plus will offer a lineup of original shows, movies, and documentaries that includes The Morning Show, Dickinson, C, For All Mankind, and The Elephant Queen. The service will be available on the Apple TV app on iPhone, iPad, Apple TV, iPod Touch, Mac, and other platforms. AT&T is also prepping for the streaming war by holding a Warner Media Day event on October 29th to showcase its HBO Max SVOD platform that is set to debut early next year. Executives will discuss plans for HBO Max, including financial expectations for the new service. All of this, of course, adds up to some more focus on Netflix. The annual Robinhood Conference is scheduled for October 28th through the 29th in New York City. Last year, long or short calls were made on a large number of companies, including Shopify, Vector Group, Twilio, Tilray, and Aurora Cannabis. High-profile speakers at this event next week include Whitney Tilson, Paul Tudor Jones II, Bill Ackman, Ben Horowitz, Marco Kolinovich from J.P. Morgan, Robert Lighthizer, Stephen Cohn, Larry Robbins, Lee Ainslie, John Griffin, Anthony Boza, and David Solomon. San Francisco Blockchain Week starts on October 28th. The event is known to be the place where blockchain startups, enterprise companies, academics, developers, and investors from around the world come together to define the future of blockchain and cryptocurrencies. Notable speakers this year include Ethereum founder Vitalik Buterin, Ripple executive chairman Chris Larson, and Cisco blockchain chief Anup Nanra. The Nevada Gaming Control Board is due to post revenue numbers for September at some point during the week. The sector is coming off a strong month in August when Las Vegas Strip gaming win was up 9% and Boulder Casino wins rose 12%. This month, sports betting and baccarat tallies from Vegas will be watched closely. Nevada players with more than a passing interest in the report include Caesars Entertainment, MGM Resorts, Boyd Gaming, Wynn Resorts, Las Vegas Sands, Full House Resorts, and Red Rock Resorts. This week in Barron's Mentions, the stocks and themes drawing attention in Barron's Weekly Edition. The publication reminds readers that into an election year, the winning bet for investors has been to play policies over political candidates, pointing to the EventShares U.S. Legislative Opportunities ETF, which trades under ticker PLCY as a catch-all. Small and mid-cap stocks that are seen benefiting from current policies or policies that are expected to be implemented soon include Boyd Gaming, Penn National Gaming, Twin River Worldwide, Churchill Downs from Gambling Measures, Evoqua, Water Technologies, Granite Construction, Sterling Construction, Aztec Industries, and V5 Global and Construction Partners from State Infrastructure Spending, Rex American Resources, Green Plains, Renewable Energy Group from Higher Ethanol Production and from Scorpio Tankers, Starbulk Carriers, Diamond S Shipping, PBF Energy, Valero Energy, and HollyFrontier from Global Shipping Fuel Standards, known as IMO 2020. Separately, there's a warning sounded on the competitive pressure on Square while travel powerhouse TUI is seen taking off after shaking off the impact of Brexit, Boeing, and sector bankruptcies. We end this week's Stocks to Watch with our single stock focus. Even before the Jedi news, essay author Dr. RX called Microsoft the one stock to rule them all. Shares closed Friday at just over $140. Let's begin with what Dr. said about Microsoft's recent earnings report from last week. Sales were up 14% year over year. Gross margin rose 18%. Operating income rose 27%. Net income and EPS rose 21%. This is impressive stuff. Except for Xbox and Surface, double-digit growth, or nearly so, was pervasive throughout Microsoft's many product lines. Yet, more than once on the conference call, analysts persisted in focusing on allegedly bearish details rather than the big picture. Mr. Nadella and Ms. Hood, the CFO, kept trying to focus on Microsoft's broad-based gains and strategies to continuing filling in the many areas for growth that they perceive. Then they pointed to greenfield growth potential. Doctor continues, I think that almost everything Microsoft is producing, whether software or hardware, is going to get a lot better. And as it does so, Microsoft will receive recurring revenues either monthly or annually, the sales as a service model, or more intermittently, the traditional software model. This should allow Microsoft to gain share within the market for software products, which itself is expected to grow for many years. Quantum computing, HoloLens, Surface, etc. are potential gravy. And then Doctor discusses Microsoft's PE. This is how I estimate Microsoft's forward PE. I start with TTM EPS of $4.99. I then assume forward sales growth of 12%, more accretion from buybacks than we see now, as CapEx declines relative to revenues, and continuing margin expansion. Thus, I project an above consensus 17 to 18% EPS increase to about $5.85. This is for the 12 months through September 2020 quarter, Q1 of fiscal 2021. That's a 25% premium to the PE of the market for a company growing sales at least at double the rate of the average stock, growing EPS faster than that with minimal help from buybacks, and then there is the immense Microsoft franchise value to consider. I propose that Microsoft deserves more like a 40% premium to that of the market, maybe 50%. In other words, I suggest that a fair value for Microsoft is around $160. Much like Pulp Fiction, we'll end at the beginning. Here's where Dr. RX started on the stock. I switched from being an Apple investor to a softy guy last year, due primarily to my perception of a very good CEO, Tim Cook, and a great one, Satya Nadella. Nadella began with fortresses of Office and Windows and others, as well as a small cloud presence, one of the few important initiatives of his predecessor. He then set about cloudifying the company while infusing it with AI, but he also did much more, because Microsoft had landed long ago. All it needed to do is expand again, both within its fortress areas and in their many adjacencies. Whether it's the old server business or the newer CRM ERP business Dynamics, the key was retaining and regaining quality throughout the Microsoft empire. If that meant partnering with a company such as ServiceNow with its superior products for workflow, that's fine. Azure gains business, and per the press release, Microsoft brings plenty to the table that ServiceNow lacks. Thus, Microsoft gains profits and, more importantly, a leading presence in a growing part of the software world. A different CEO might have tried harder to crush or at least neutralize Now, but Nadella's strategy is wise in two ways. The sharp-elbowed Microsoft is no more. This makes it a more preferred partner for companies, large and small. It also allows Microsoft to leverage its many existing strengths as a marketer slash distributor. Microsoft can therefore spend all its R&D dollars where it sees the best ROIC. Overall, Seeking Alpha contributors skew bullish on Microsoft shares, with 2 very bullish, 8 bullish, 1 bearish, and 4 neutral. That concludes this week's Stocks to Watch. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great week.